USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hours after deadlocking 2-2, Wayne County Board of Canvassers in Michigan did vote unanimously to certify the votes in the state's largest county. That does include Detroit. Michigan Secretary of State Joycelyn Benson reported that there were bookkeeping errors that are par for the course and quite common in all elections. In the original vote, a number of absentee ballots were found to be out of balance in Detroit, so the board failed to vote to certify the election results. After claims of partisanship, the votes were changed. Arizona Republican Representative Paul Gosner tells Newsmax, although the Dominion voting machines have been proven to be faulty, there's no law to audit the glitches.
Look what they found in Georgia, and they're not done yet. So we would have to see, but one of the slight kind of slap in the face is, though, it seems that the Attorney General for the state of Arizona, who's a friend, Mark Brnovich, basically said there's no recourse to actually do an audit.
USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The U.S. Senate on Tuesday blocked President Trump's nomination of Judy Shelton to the Federal Reserve Board, though a White House spokesperson said she would eventually be confirmed. Shelton, a former economic advisor to Trump, has come under fire for embracing the gold standard and a shifting stance on interest rates. Critics also say she's too partisan for the job that would imperil the Fed's independence. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley said on Tuesday he has tested positive for the coronavirus, adding in the tweet that he feels good and plans to work from home in Iowa. Earlier Tuesday, he said he was quarantining himself after being exposed to the coronavirus, though he wasn't experiencing any symptoms. At 87 years old, Grassley is the second oldest member of the Senate. Grassley said he's feeling well and not currently experiencing any symptoms, but it's important to follow all public health guidelines to keep each other healthy. The National Basketball Association draft is tonight. Minnesota Timberwolves won the lottery for the number one pick. You can watch the draft on ESPN, 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As the military continues to lower troop levels in the Middle East, the mission does not change. USA Radio News Dan Araki has the details.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The official order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives. Moreover, this decision by the President is based on continuous engagement with his National Security Cabinet over the past several months.
But some don't agree with the drawdown. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a precipitous withdrawal would be a mistake.
I think it's extremely important here in the next couple of months not to have any earth-shaking changes with regard to defense and foreign policy. I think a precipitous drawdown in either Afghanistan or Iraq would be a mistake.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Nicaraguan officials are reporting Iota is considered the strongest hurricane in history to hit Nicaragua and has taken 6 lives in the Central American country. Iota made landfall Tuesday as a Category 4 hurricane with heavy rains, damaging winds, flooding, landslides. Now a tropical storm, Iota is nearing Honduras. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.